And that's a long time to be trapped in the back of a taxi cab with a man with no arms. Remarkable stuff. Just want to see the night in this town. This is Heron FM. Just coming at 3 minutes to 3 minutes past one. Here's Graham's special with the news. Graham.
Thanks, Chutney. Twickenhamshire police are investigating a break-in at the Spetcham home of ex-Westlife star Brian McFadden. Dodie Chatham was at the scene this morning.
Brian McFadden's home in East Twickenhamshire was ransacked sometime in the early hours of yesterday morning while he was attending a public execution in aid of Mencap. Police say that among items taken was McFadden's priceless collection of hawk semen. Detective Inspector Charles Dance.
Mr. McFadden had spent years building his collection by gently milking the birds with specially adapted tongs. He's understandably anxious to have it returned to him in one piece.
Also stolen were paintings alleged to depict Mr. McFadden's ex-wife, Kerry Katona, mucking about with a spaniel. The investigation continues.
A local man has been convicted of stealing all the vowels from 20-foot Central Library in a daring shirtless raid last July. Paul Twine was sentenced to a 6-year custodial sentence with a special recommendation that he be kept away from the prison Scrabble set. In summing up, Mrs. Justice Walcott described Twine as reeking like a dead pikey in a hot car. High technology meets hard boozing this weekend as Swallock's Leisure Centre pays host to Lagertron in the Twickenhamshire leg of its national tour. The mechanical alcoholic, twice the size of a transit van, will begin drinking at 2 p.m. with weeping and recriminations over a neglected childhood by 5 p.m. and the traditional cog-vomiting finale somewhere between 8 and 8.15. All proceeds will go to the National Face Adjustment Charity, SPATS. Now we go across to Joey Dolphin and Shaky for the traffic news.
Thank you, Graham. No, shut up. We're doing a traffic. Shut up, Joey. Be quiet. No. Old car. His car fell over. He fell on his side. If I think he hit another car, but he's blocked the road. Joey, be quiet. Go find a mackerel. The car. Car's fell over, and he's poorly now, but he's blocked the road, so that's all I can tell at the moment. Thank you.
Joey, Shaky, thanks. And finally, staff and patrons of Bosborough Public Baths have welcomed an unusual guest. The ghost of Bobby Davro's television career has been swimming with patrons in the main pool and on one occasion healed a pensioner's cough merely by passing through him, pool manager Julie Delaware.
He does tend to lurk in the changing rooms when the school kids are in.
Is it like sort of a milky Bobby Davro?
Not so much milky as filmy.
That's all from the news desk. We'll be back in an hour with the same stories in a different order and a very, very racist joke I overheard in the station bar. Now back to Chutney and the afternoon gang.